Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, my family, we are so excited once more on Intimate Moments to have the beloved child of God, Itatana Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi. The Thursday edition, Intimate Moments, we bring him into the studio just to discuss and to speak about Christ and to discuss issues of the kingdom. Good evening and welcome, Tatana Ernest Hwadi.
Tate Mashakeni, good evening to you. And also let me take this opportunity to say hello to our brothers and sisters.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's springtime. Thank you so much for the Lord who kept us during the winter time.
Oh yes, that's so true. Now it's very hot, Tate Mashakeni.
Yeah.
It's no longer cold like, you know, the previous months.
Yes.
But we really thank the Lord that it is now spring.
Now, each and every person you are pilang olifatsing muruti unali moatswang ting. Sometimes bata ubulela ka batswadi ba gae, you know, his parents, his siblings, and that gives us a glimpse ya gore, oh, this is his origin.
Yeah, true.
You understand?
That's true.
Lirina rena le origin ya rona. Limu mamedi unali where he comes from.
Kya tle ke bone kana go tseding wen tate mashakeni he o dumedisa batho ba bagolo.
Right.
Ba batla o tseba gore he o re o khwadi.
Yeah.
Wa hamang o tswa kae.
That's it.
Batswadi ba ha o mang and so on.
That's it.
But we are very much blessed.
Yeah.
And today in tate mashakeni re tlo lebella hanyane fela bophelo ba moshe.
Yeah.
And then among other things re lebelle pitso ya gagwe e o modimo a ileng a mo fa yona. And then how lebeletse, maybe just to give a brief introduction.
Go ahead, Muruti, go ahead.
Hanyani, just to give a background ka Moshe. We are going to be dealing with the topic today. Yahore, the God of heaven sees and he heard the outcry of Israel in Egypt. And remember, when you talk about the outcry of Israel in Egypt, you cannot miss Moses. That's why ke batla hore hanyane fela ke hlalose hore buka ya Exodus, actually, it is, you know, the Exodus, it is a departure or the immigration. Ke go tswa ha a large number of people moving from one place to the other. Now, in this instance, as we are going to look into the book of Exodus, Moses is mentioned and he comes from a very poor background. Ratiba hore ba ile ba meako, you know, ko metsing, and then the wife of Pharaoh amufitlela hona mo, and you know, as he grow uhula under the understanding ya the Egyptians, and then hence atswela pele ahula, he emerges to become a leader and a very strong leader. That is why, because of his character, God was able to see, to say, this man, I can use him hore akone who deliver us chaba saka sa Israel se ilung hore siko erepit. And allow me Ntate Mashakeni, just to read a passage of scripture as we look into Exodus chapter 3 kitwebala from verse number 1, just to hint on few aspects there. Chapter 3 verse number 1, iri one day Moses was taking care of the sheep and the goats. Now I want to bring this to your attention, to say this person, Orebole Lankayena, O Mudimu Amitang, he comes from a background where he was taking care of the sheep and the goats. If ukile wadisa, Ntate Mashakeni, you will understand how problematic it is to take care of the sheep and the goat. And you will understand, normally ba pila bali deti, because ba pila kos queen, they don't have time. Yahore, they can prepare themselves and smell nice and smell good and so on. And you know, during that time, I believe it was a time eilung hore mudimu one amofa experience. Yahore, as you know, atswela pele go lebella mohlape o wa dinku le dipudi, God would also give him the experience of leadership, because goats are very problematic. They are not like sheep. You know, the sheep, you are able to lead them. They are not problematic as like goats. But Mudimu ubia Moshe in this a situation where he is also teaching him to say, you are going to be my servant. I am going to call you into, you know, going back to Egypt so that at the end you are able to set free the people who are oppressed there.
I love the way you profile this man, Moses. And Exodus, it means the going out from slavery in large number.
Praise God.
In other words, Israel was enslaved in Egypt.
Exactly.
And God wanted a man by the name of Moses.
That's so true. That much.
Talk to me about Moses more.
Yeah, he wanted a man, and he went out God to call this man.
Yeah.
He mudimo abanali an encounter le Moses. Remember, Moses was taking care of the sheep and the goats of his
fantastic
father.
He was a shepherd.
He was
actually
a shepherd.
Yes. I hear you.
Now, during that time, it was a time mudimo aning amufa the experience of leadership. God was
putting I can him, imagine.
Because remember, Jethro had asked him, who would take care of these sheep and the goats. And at that time, they were in Midian. And Moses decided to lead them, you know, across the desert of Mount Sinai, the holy mountain of God.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was continuing to take care, that's when he had an encounter. Limudimo, abonasetare situka marasisachi. And he was very curious. If maybe ngebe ili nakapa ngebe ilu ena, I want to believe you would have, you know, ran away.
Maybe.
Sitlare, sitcha. There's fire there, but the tree was not being consumed by the fire. And we know that the fire consumes. But in that time, or at that time, that fire was not able to consume the tree.
It means leadership has to be prepared.
Yeah.
You have to go through mentorship, be schooled, so that you could be able holy that's it chaba samudi.
And again hona mo mudimo o lebella motho ya nang le buikokobetso.
I hear you.
Moshe,
I hear you.
How ka mosheba wa lebella le character ya gagwe ine ile motho o leng gore o ile a ikokobetsa gagolo.
Praise the Lord for that.
And also he had a problem ya language ya speech actually.
Okay.
He was not able to articulate, you know, words so very well. And that ine imudira gore I ponele fatse and so on. But God knew the character. God knew that this man is a very strong man. If Nkabitsa Moshe had learned a lot in terms of, you know, leading. And in this case, he would lead the goats. He would lead the sheep.
Praise the Lord for
and
that.
That he acquired a lot of experience. And as you are saying, when we talk about leadership, yes, we need people who are prepared.
Yes.
People who are going to be patient.
Mm.
You know, people who are going to be good listeners. People who will lead other people, not with biasness, you know, but with grace and with understanding, with patience. And this is why God called Moses, because he developed all these traits, you know, out of the experience. Remember again, Kuri mudimo hape wile abita li Dafita. Dafita liena wile aba in the very same school where he was taking care of the sheep. But God called him again to leadership, you know. So leadership is very much important, and it is very great. Now, that is why in chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible tells us to say Moses was taking care of the sheep and the goats of his father-in-law, that is Jethro. And Jethro at that time was the high priest in Midian.
Oh, he was a high priest.
He was the priest, yes, that's
correct. Oh, I see.
Yes.
No, Ndate Kwati, let me read this scripture in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6.
Yeah.
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
That's correct. Now, he is going to complete it until the day
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He who has
begun a good work.
A good work.
I hear you.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, God is so merciful.
I hear you.
He makes sure that he takes you through the journey.
Fantastic.
He is with you. He is not going to leave you. Now, in this instance, Reabona Hore, Moses consciously decided to agree to say, yes, I take the offer that was given me by Jethro to look after the sheep. Now, he begins the work. Yes.
This is intimate moments. We continue with the conversation. Pastor Ernest Hwadi is here in the studio. What a fantastic introduction and the profiling of the man called Moses.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
I must say that we love to hear the gospel of the kingdom, particularly when it refers everything in the Bible. Now, we have started this conversation with Pastor Ernest Hwadi in terms of profiling the life of Moses. Wow, wow, wow. Pastor Ernest Hwadi,
Dr. Mashaki,
let us continue.
Praise the Lord.
Let me read Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6 again.
Yes.
It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
He will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Ndate Mashakeni, that's why today we are talking about the God of heaven sees and he heard the outcry of the Israel in Egypt. Now, here, Banaba Mudimu Bali in Egypt, they cry. Because Egypt, according to the Bible at that time, it was not a very pleasant time for the Israelites. Remember, the Israelites, this is the nation of God. These are people, men and women, children of God, who are called by God at that very time. And the Bible tells us to say they find themselves in Egypt and they are slaves. They are under the bondage. They are working. They are oppressed. You know, and they pray. They ask God for deliverance. They asking, you know, someone who can come and set them free. Someone who can deliver them. Someone who can be so merciful. And when you read the Bible in the book of Exodus, chapter number 3, verse number 7, then we hear the Lord intervening in the situation. The Bible says, Exodus chapter 3, verse number 7, the Lord said, I have seen how my people are suffering as slaves in Egypt, and I have heard them beg for my help because of the way they are being mistreated. I feel sorry for them. I don't know if you do have another translation, Ndate Mashakeni. Maybe if we can check another translation. But in my translation, it says, God says, I feel sorry for them. And he says, I have heard them beg for my help because of the way they are being mistreated.
Fantastic. Pastor Ernest Hwadi in the studio, Intimate Moments. If you just join us. Exodus chapter 3, verse number 7. Let me read verse number 7 in my version. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
Yeah, because God knows their sorrows. One thing that I want to point out here, it is the cry of them that love the Lord, the cry of the righteousness, the cry of those that are saving the Lord. When a righteous man cry, God hears the cry of that particular person. And I want to believe that as children of God, even us today in Ndate Mashakeni, there are so many afflictions that we encounter.
Indeed.
Like the children of Israel.
Indeed.
They were in the land of slavery. They were oppressed. You know, they were mistreated, treated bad and so on. And they were not even given the proper food to eat. They did all that they did just to find someone who can rescue them. And at this time, they did not know who is supposed to rescue them, to a point where they went to the Lord in prayer. They were crying and they asking for the God's intervention. And verse number 7 tells us, the Lord is saying, I have not only seen the afflictions of these people because I am the omniscient God, but I have considered their sorrow. Come on, so ama wenta temashakini. Mudimu is the God who knows everything. Sichabasa Israel in Egypt, as they continue to pray, as they continue to cry, God sees, God hears.
Amen.
Because he is the omniscient God.
Amen.
In other words, he sees or he hears, he knows everything. He understood their challenges, their predicament, their situation. And that's why the Bible is also telling them to say, the Lord was saying, I considered their sorrow.
Meaning that we as people of the new covenant today, who are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, he knows our concerns. He sees our oppression. He sees everything that bothers us presently now.
Ndatimashakin, let me tell you something. You know, as much God sees and hears everything that which we go through, what he sees affects his heart.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
What God sees, it affects his heart, because the children of Israel are in his heart.
I hear
we
you.
We are the children of God.
Oh yeah.
We are
oh, yeah.
kept in his heart.
Praise the Lord for that.
Kamo pilung ya mudimu. Singwe le singwe ntate mashakeni se leng hore se ya re sotla, se ya re sokodisa ga se re tshware sentle. Se ama pilu ya mudimu.
Amen.
Now, verse number 7 also tells us, it makes us to be aware. When God says, I have heard their cry and I have considered their sorrow, he is simply saying, whatever that the children of Israel are going through, that affects my heart. Come and so among where you are touching the heart of God. You know, the heart of God is, you know, keeping us. We are kept because of the heart of God. We are protected because we are situated. You know, for God to call Moses to say to him, go to Pharaoh. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
Hallelujah.
It took God's love to
God's
send
love.
Yes. To send Moses. Uri Moshe aye back. Mo aile atzaba muding. Yano mudimu umrumela Moshe, and trying to bring this so that Pharaoh must know that God is the sovereign God. He's a powerful God. That is why when God was sending Moses, he told Moses to say, when you get there, you must say to them, I am who I am.
Pastor Enes Wadi in the studio. And we are looking at this beautiful topic. The Lord sees and hears the outcry of Israel.
Yes.
And when we bring it back to our own situation, he's saying, it touches his heart.
Yeah.
The things that are happening in our lives, basically, it touches his heart as well.
It touches his heart. You are mentioning something very powerful.
Right.
You are saying God sees.
Yeah.
You know, mantswe a Ntate Mashakeni a hlalosa mantswe gore God has full sight.
All right.
Full sight in relation to the affliction of the Israelites. Now, full sight, it means he is fully aware about what is taking place. Ndatimashakeni, he o le motswadi o tseba ngwana wa gago o gore sello sa ngwana ke sona se ileng gore se tlo go dira gore you must leave everything o tlohela dintho tsotlhe tse ileng gore motho let's say motswadi wa di dira just to attend to the cry of a child. When a child cry, then a parent will leave everything. Now, similar experience, God is our father.
Amen.
If we cry, he hears, and he has full side of the challenges. There is nothing that is hidden. That is why he responds and he intervenes.
Now, the Lord will respond as well to you as the servant of the Lord is talking and preaching this word. Because if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Pastor Ernest Wanti.
Ndadi Mashakeni.
Mudimu arbona.
Mudimu arbona.
And mudimu tsema mafokodi aruna.
Utseba mafokodi aruna.
Sure.
That is why we want to talk to our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
At this present time, you are just going through a lot of difficulties.
Right.
Afflictions.
Amen.
Left, right, center. You are just surrounded by people who are betraying you. You are surrounded by people who, you know, display that they don't love you. You don't know where you will get comfort. You don't know who will protect you. You don't know where to go to. I want to say to you, God sees. He has full sight of your afflictions. You are persecuted because of things that you did not know. I want to talk to you. I want to say to you, God is here to cover you because God loves you.
Now, Moruti, Bibili irimeni are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. We are going to start there, Moruti, as we continue with this intimate moments, Pastor Ernest Wadi in the studio. Well, I love the conversation, my family.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We are so grateful as we continue with the conversation. Thank you for joining us indeed. Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. Pastor Ernest Wadi is still with us. Moving right along, my family. It's so interesting to have you just to know that you are listening as a beloved family of Radio Pulpit. Tatana Khwadi,
Ntate Mashakeni.
What a fantastic way of discussing the word.
We bless the Lord.
Bringing it to our own lives.
Exactly.
Because literally now we have got our own struggles.
We do have our own struggles. Yes. And literally now akiriba no riala.
Ah.
The Israelites. Baoba ilimbala right inside, you know, kamahara ha ehepeta.
Yeah.
Lefatsin labu koba.
Hey, wena.
Na huna lidin tote ilung hore diar khatela muma pilong
ari. Mudimu waka.
Mudimu abe arutwe. Here rappel.
Lovely.
Yes.
Now, Psalm 34, verse number 7, kuya ehansi, downwards. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears.
Yeah.
And delivers them out of all their troubles.
Wow, powerful.
The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
That's so powerful, Ntate Mashakeni, and thank you so much for that particular passage of scripture. Psalm chapter 34, verse number 17, actually. The Bible confirms, so rineng ribua kashona hore, when the righteous cry out, God himself will hear. And in an actual fact, God hears. Now, a righteous, you are the righteous. Don't hesitate when you are afflicted. Cry. Cry out to the Lord. Why? Why should you cry? It is because God hears. And in this time, the children of Israel, they were crying. And they are crying to the right God. To the God who is, you know, about in this time to bring them out of the land of slavery. And mudimu uaba mamela uaba udwe. That is why kiri banabesu. Hei luhuru unalema tata usike wa tsaba hula. Maratiba huru ulela kai. lela ho Jehova Modimo ya khona ho utwa thapelo ya gago Modimo ya khona ho ho mamela re sa le hona mo ntate Mashakeng Bible iri the godly cry out to the Lord and God hears them. He saves them from all their afflictions. He saves them from all their trouble. Come to Amangwe. God knows how many challenges you have. Because the Bible says from all. It doesn't say from some. It says from all. No, all of them. God will save you. I want us to go back to Exodus, Ntate Mashakeni, relevant chapter number 3, verse number 7. I want us to read verse number 8. Verse number 8 tells us, it says, and I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians. Oh, this is so powerful because this is the confirmation yahore hese chaba samudimo bala kabakala di challenges telung horu bakopana litsona. Then this is where the Lord says when he's talking to Moses, ore ke theohile nna ke le modimo ka sebele ke tlile ka tlo ho thusa setjhaba saka seo se llang se le ka mohare ha egepeta and he tswela pele ire I will bring my people out of Egypt into a country where there is good land rich with milk and honey. And this is our prayer, Ntate Mashakeni, hore as we are going through the struggles of life,
yeah,
the challenges that we are experiencing,
yeah,
the Bible is confirming and God is talking to us, he's counseling us, he's,
yeah,
comforting us to,
yes,
say, I will come down. And as I come down to rescue you from your oppressors.
I love that because Pastor Ernest Wadi, when he comes down, he rescues.
Yes.
He delivers. In other words, Muruti, he comes with the solution.
Yeah.
Yabu tata baruna jakabatu.
Yo. You know, Ntate Mashakeni,
Muruti.
Mudimu ki mudimu yatanka solution.
Hallelujah.
Tataka solution ubona matata aruna because runa reba tubahahe reba na
bahahe.
You know, it is so amazing how we also see God's love towards his people. You know, how amazing Herbona Mudimu ali willing to rescue the people he loves.
Lovely,
it is so encouraging to say, even Liruna Litatin Lakachenu Ntate Mashakeni is 2024.
Yes.
September.
Yes.
You know,
Mrut,
this month, Ribona Iluhuru Mudimu Lilonanako E Usantane Arirata, and he is sending deliverance. And deliverance come to us because of God's love.
Uh-huh.
And we must be able to realize, Hore, Herilika Maharahama Tata, when we experience tlalello,
yeah,
upitahandwe,
you
know, being pressed and hard pressed on every side in Ntate Mashakeni, God will send his, you know, breakthrough, his deliverance. That is all what God is doing. And he is actually opening up to us to say we must come to him and believe him and trust him. And once we continue to do so, he rescue us.
Pastor Ernest Wadi in the studio, Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. We love the conversation. And I must say that this message speaks to me.
Yeah.
It actually delivers me. And I believe that it also delivers you where you are listening this very, very evening. Because the word of God does not come back, you know, go back to the Lord void.
Exactly.
It has to accomplish the plan.
The plan of
the purpose
God.
Of God.
Let me show you something.
Right.
Mudimu o accomplish his plan, his purpose with sympathy.
Okay.
Towards his children. Yes.
I love that
God
one.
Has
I love
an
that
affectionate
one.
Concern for us.
Sure.
Unale a deep concern. Karuna.
Karuna.
And this concern is motivated by the sympathy towards men. Mudimu urata mutu.
Hey, come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Mudimu urata mutu.
Okay.
Mutu o amusodileng kasitswano sahai.
I see.
Mudimu haba tle gore motho
I see.
O amohlodileng ka setshwano sa gagwe a safare and yena ili mudimu asike amulukula. We are created by God's own image.
Sure.
It is this image, his image in us, that God wants to protect. In other words, God is protecting himself, because when he sees men, he sees himself. We are created by the image of God. In his likeness, we are made. I don't know if you understand.
No, I hear you
what
clearly.
I'm trying to put across.
I hear you clearly.
To say, we are not like trees. We are human being. We have the breath of God. God breathed his breath in us so that we can be a living being. We resemble God while we are here on earth. That is why we are not supposed to oppress any other person. No other person is allowed to oppress any individual. Oppression is not godly. We are not created to be governed or to be ruled over by other people. Now, when the children of Israel, during the time of their struggle, during the time of their oppression in Israel, in Egypt,
yeah,
the Israelites cried out, and God heard their cry. God said, I, God, the Creator of heaven and earth, will come down to rescue my creature, to rescue my image, to rescue them that I have created with my own likeness. And therefore, I come to rescue them. I come to deliver them so that they can be protected. Now, that's why I say, people of God, we are created by the image of God. In his likeness, we are made. And that is why God will always hear when we are afflicted. What is it that is afflicting you?
A million-dollar question. What is it that is afflicting you? This evening, we are so grateful to hear God speaking to us through his servant. And we are so grateful to know that he has got love and sympathy unto us. And we are made into his own image. So he does not want to see his own image struggling. And yeah, that's why he's bringing across his word through his servant this evening. Pastor Ernest Wadi, we continue with this topic. What a brilliant topic, I must say.
Amen.
Yeah.
We bless the Lord in that Mashaki.
All right. Let's continue.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
One should always appreciate when God speaks. And because when he speaks, we get solutions, we get answers. And where we are stuck, he is able to say, this is the way, take it. Pastor Ernest Wadi.
Ndate Mashaki.
We are continuing, and you said God is so much concerned.
Yes.
Sympathy.
Yeah.
Sympathy.
Yes. Yo, that's very important, and that's powerful, Ndate Mashaki. Sympathy, it comes because God in his nature is sympathetic. You know, kuru unale compassionate. He's compassionate.
Aha.
Yes. Unale ntungwerka ibizaririki. Pity, kutwelo bohloko. Now, Ndate Mashakini, if children are being oppressed and God sees the oppression, then that's where the sympathy, his compassion comes in. It kicks in because his nature, kimudimu wa kutwelo bohloko. And ubali kutwelo bohloko kabaka lauri, he realizes that his children are being oppressed. And then after he realizes that, then he comes in to display the power which delivers. You know, this is also very important, because kutlwelo ya bohloko, kutlwelo bohloko ya modimo e dira gore modimo a display matla a tukulogo, e dira gore modimo a display that power which will deliver them. And this comes because of the cry, you know, of the children of Israel. They are crying bitterly, so they are in pain, they are in in agony. They are suffering. They are oppressed. Now, there's all of that confusion. And God, because he is a sympathetic God, he is able to come and intervene. And then he sends Moses to promise them to say, there is deliverance that is coming. And God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, he comes himself to do what? To bring deliverance upon the Israelites. And I must tell you, Ntate Mashakeni, because he is so great, limo maphilong a rona as really bana ba Modimo, Modimo o santse ana le kutlwelo bohloko, Modimo o santse ana le tshwarelo ya dibi, Modimo o santse ana le go re phumula meokgo. He's able to wipe every tear, you know, momaraming aruna. Why? Because when we cry, his ear is very attentive and right. So sensitive to the prayers and the cry of his children.
Fantastic, fantastic. I love that, Maruti. You know, even Jesus during his time, yes. You know, he was very sympathetic to the people during that time of his ministry here on earth. That's why he was able to say this, which I want to link with what you are talking about, and Tate Moruti Eneswati. And it's very clear, even now, these words resonates with our very own struggles, our very own life, as we live and follow the Lord Jesus. Now, Matthew chapter 11, Muruti,
yes.
Let me read from verse number 28 as we continue with the discussion. And I must say that, Muruti, this is powerful because Mudimu ubuisana liruna.
Amen.
Come to me, all who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gently and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Powerful. This is just the invitation to come to the Lord. Those who labor and are heavy laden, and then the promise is that you will find rest. And he says, I will give you rest. With the yoke, that which comes from the Lord himself, is very easy. It's not, you know, the one that comes from the people. The one that comes from people, but we thank God, because every time when we feel we are tired, we are in distress, we need to know where we go. We need to know that God is, you know, is opening his eyes, even his arms, you know, to embrace us, to encourage us, to comfort us. There is another passage of scripture that I want us to go through and read. Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 2 and verse number 13. The Bible tells us, it says, when you pass through the waters, and this is directed to all our brothers and sisters who are going through challenges, who are crying at this time, who are distressed, and those who feel, I want to give up, you know, I want to throw in the towel. And somebody says, I feel like, you know, taking my life. We want to say to you, in whatever that you are going through, this is what the Lord is saying to you now as we speak. Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 2 and verse number 13. It says, whenever you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I want to confirm to say, in whatever that you are going through, remember the Israelites in Egypt, they went through a lot of challenges. They were oppressed. You are oppressed now. You are feeling pain. You are in doubt and you are in despair. You are confused. You also want to take up your life. You are tired. This is what the Lord is saying to you. He says, even when you pass through the waters, at times we do pass through the waters, and God says, I will be with you. Don't feel you are alone. God is with you. And he continues to say, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. At times you may be convinced to say, these problems are overflowing me. These problems, you know, they have covered me. I'm suffocating. I'm not able to breathe any longer. But we want to assure you to say, God says, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And this is from the word of the Lord. Nor shall the flame scorch you. This is why God was telling the Israelites, and he was saying to them, and I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians. I will bring my people out of Egypt into a country where there is good land, which is full of milk and honey.
Our God speaks. Amen. And I must say that we are so grateful to him in the name of the Lord Jesus when he speaks like this. He has heard your outcry. What you should do, believe what he is saying. And this friendly invitation comes from the heart of God, you know, that come, and when you go through the storms, he will be with you. Now, talk to me about the Holy Spirit in our walk with the Lord when we go through troubles. Uye tsang moya o halalelang koruna.
Moya o halalelang o teng o wa re khothatsa. He comforts us, Ntate Mashakeni. And he also reminds us of the things that the Lord Jesus taught us.
All right.
Yes. The Holy Spirit is here with us also to help us in prayer.
You know,
we don't
in prayer.
Mm. At times we don't know what to pray for or even how to pray.
Indeed.
It is the
indeed.
Holy Spirit who is always at work within us.
Ah.
You know, to help us to pray.
Yes.
At times even the prayers that which we pray are not, you know, godly, are not biblical. We pray prayers because of our emotions.
Sure.
We want to curse people in our prayers because of those who persecute us. But it is the Holy Spirit every time who will tell us to say, this is how you ought to pray. The Bible is very clear
yeah.
about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He teaches us. He prays through us.
Aha.
Yes, he prays through
Aha.
us. And God, through the Holy Spirit, he's able to understand the deepest needs of our human heart.
Now, my family, it shows clearly that even in our struggles as people of God, the Holy Spirit is with us, you know, and he helps us and he prays through us because he is the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
What I love about him.
Yeah.
Ke moya wa nnete.
Yeah. And hape moya wa nnete o re bontsha le diphoso tsa rena.
Ke nnete.
Yes.
Yes.
Gore diphoso tsa rena e kgone go hlagella pepeneneng gore re kgone go sokologa mo go tsona. You know, the role of the Holy Spirit is so important in our lives. We cannot live actually bophelo ba bo Kreste moya o halalelang a seyo maphelong a rena. Every time he reminds us that we ought to pray, we ought to interact with the Lord, and he teaches us. He reminds us of what the Lord has, you know, taught us from the scripture and how to behave, how to relate with other people.
Pastor Ernest Kwadi, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. God bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.